Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, today I'm taking you back to early in the reign of King Edward VI, but it's not something to do with England, it's something to do with Spain. But on this day in Tudor history, the 9th of October 1547, Miguel de Cervantes, author of the famous classic Don Quixote, was baptised in Alcalá de Henares in Spain. His actual birth date is unknown. Now, as I said, this event didn't happen in Tudor England, but it did happen in the Tudor period, and Cervantes is known the world over. Let me share with you some facts about this man. Cervantes' father, Rodrigo de Cervantes, was a barber surgeon from Cordoba, and it's thought that he and his wife, Leonor de Cortines, had Jewish origins. And we don't know what Cervantes looked like. The famous portrait said to be him has not been authenticated, unfortunately. When Cervantes was six, his father was imprisoned for a few months for debt, during which time his mother supported the family. The Cervantes family spent time in Seville before moving to Madrid in 1566. Cervantes moved to Rome and then to Naples after he was arrested and charged with wounding another man in a duel in Madrid in 1569. Although he was suffering with malaria at the time, Cervantes served in the fleet of Don John of Austria at the Battle of Lepanto in 1571. Although the Ottoman fleet were defeated, Cervantes suffered injuries to his chest and left arm. In his later poetic work, Journey to Parnassus or Viaje del Parnaso, Cervantes wrote of his arm injury, saying that he lost the movement of the left hand for the glory of the right. In September 1575, the ship on which Cervantes and his brother Rodrigo were serving was captured by Ottoman corsairs, and the two men held for ransom. Cervantes' family could not afford to pay both ransoms, and so only paid for Rodrigo. Cervantes was finally set free in 1580 when the Trinitarian Order ransomed him, and he was able to return home to Spain. In November 1584, Cervantes' illegitimate daughter Isabel was born. Her mother, Ana Franca, was the wife of an innkeeper in Madrid. A month later, in December 1584, 37-year-old Cervantes married Catalina de Salazar y Palacios, who was between 15 and 18 years of age. By 1592, Cervantes was a tax collector and actually spent time in prison for irregularities. In 1613, Cervantes joined the Secular Franciscan Order, an order concerned with helping lay people learn the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi, with particular focus on charity. Cervantes died on either the 22nd or the 23rd of April 1616 and was laid to rest in the convent of the Barefoot Trinitarians in Madrid. His remains were lost during work at the convent in 1673, but fortunately found and reburied in 2015. Now, Cervantes' most famous work, The Ingenious Gentleman Don Quixote of La Mancha, was published as two volumes in 1605 and 1615 and is known as the first modern novel. If you haven't read it, then please do. It's readily available. The Encyclopedia of Britannica says of it, originally conceived as a parody of the chivalric romances that had long been in literary vogue, it describes realistically what befalls an ageing knight who, his head bemused by reading such romances, sets out on his old horse Rocinante with his pragmatic squire Sancho Panza to seek adventure. Widely and immediately translated, first English translation 1612, the novel was a great and continuing success and is considered a prototype of the modern novel. Don Quixote has been translated into more than 60 languages. Cervantes' other works include plays, of which unfortunately only two survive, poems and sonnets, a collection of short stories, the pastoral romance La Galatea, and the romance Los Trabajos de Persiles y Sigismunda. If you visit Madrid, you can visit Cervantes' resting place in the Church of San Ildefonso in the convent of the Barefoot Trinitarians. Also on this day in history, the 9th of October, 1514, 18-year-old Mary Tudor, sister of Henry VIII and daughter of the late Henry VII, married 52-year-old King Louis XII of France at Abbeville in France. Find out about her lavish entry into Abbeville and the wedding, including descriptions of Mary and her apparel, in last year's video. You'll find a link to that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.